Hi everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm here to talk again about Loki, my favorite god of mischief, who never fails to entertain and inspire me. I think I'm past the spoiler warning period, but just in case, I am going to be talking about events in Season 2. In the penultimate episode of Season 2, the loom has exploded and our cast has been flung across time and space, back to their places on various branched timelines. Casey is Frank, a prisoner on Alcatraz in the process of escaping in 1962. B-15 is working as a very sweet pediatrician in 2012. OB is AD, a scientist teaching theoretical physics at Caltech and an aspiring sci-fi writer in 1994. And we finally understand Mobius's love for jet skis as he is Don, a single dad working as a jet ski salesman in 2022. And Loki is time-slipping again, although also space-slipping. When it happens, he doesn't just end up in another time, he ends up in another place on a branched timeline where his friends are. Except none of them remember him, the TVA, or any of the events that they've experienced together. He first talks it over with OB, AD? Who believes his crazy story with an unbelievable level of childlike faith, and OB's advice is to learn how to control his time slipping. This seems an impossible task to Loki. It is random after all, isn't it? OB suggests that instead of focusing on how to do it, he should focus on the why. For Loki, he defines his why as saving the TVA to protect the timelines from the variants of He Who Remains, but he's still not convinced that this will help him control his time slipping. So they turn to more scientific option. With a copy of the TVA handbook, OB sets out to develop a tempad from scratch. Loki's task is to convince all of his friends to join him with OB to see if their collective temporal aura can help guide him to the right time and place to save the TVA. He's able to convince them all with only one remaining, Sylvie. When he goes to see her at her job at McDonald's in the 1980s, he's surprised to find that she does remember him. He discusses the plan with her and she strongly objects, since all their friends are back in their proper places on the timeline. But Loki is adamant that they should have been able to have had a choice about whether or not they wanted to stay at the TVA or return to their lives. As they talk, Loki's real why begins to emerge. It isn't to stop He Who Remains, and it isn't to save everything across all timelines, and it isn't to save the TVA. He just wants his friends back. He wants the place where he finally feels he belongs. He doesn't want to be alone. And so she leaves him to go find a new life and to write a new story. Until the timelines start dying in true spaghetti fashion. Sylvie is forced to relent and joins up with the crew at OB's place, but that branch is dying too and the tempad is gone. As his friends start to spaghetti away, the only hope is for Loki to get that time slipping under control. And suddenly, he does. He realizes that the key to control is not about where, when, or why, but who. Now, granted, for Loki, the who are his friends, the people around him, but the statement to me still seems profound. We seek to exert control over our lives, focusing on where we want to be, when we want to be there. We focus on the why. I want this job, or this relationship, or this experience. I want to accomplish this, invent that, serve here, make an impact there. And yet, how many of us have actually had any control on bringing these things to fruition by focusing on the why? We cannot control time and space and where we find ourselves within it. At no point did I have any role in deciding that I should have been born a girl in Toronto, Canada in the 1980s. As much as I have deluded myself into believing that I have controlled the course of my life, how often have I been confronted with the reality that there are so many details that are simply out of my control? When we focus on the where, the when, and the why of it all, we have to accept that control is impossible. But as Loki said, what if we focused on the who? And not the people around us as Loki did, but he who does have control. God is always in control. His sovereignty is an essential part of his character. Proverbs has a lot to say about this. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. And in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And the lot is cast into the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. Job says it beautifully in that in his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. The key to control is making the decision to focus on the one who actually holds it. When we surrender to him, trust in him, and lean not on our own understanding, God makes our paths straight. The more we focus on Him, the more that we find the when, the where, and the why take care of themselves. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, please click the subscribe button or check out our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.